Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Gimel, the fourth line on page Chav Gimel, which is the page following 44. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Hamashkin Baboker, one who gets up on Shabbos morning, V'ro Shekdicha Tavshilo, and he sees that his dish is burning, V'yore Penyach Diach Yoser, he's worried it's going to get more burnt, so Yochol Lahasir Ulahaniach Kederi Yeshana Rekonas Alpi Akira, he can remove his pot and place an empty old pot on top of the kira. Va'oz Yosim Hakedera Shatavshul Besocha Agabe Hakedera Rekonas, and then he'll place his pot with the food on top of that empty pot that he placed on top of the kira, really just making the empty pot into a blech, in which case he's allowed to do the chazara of his pot. Since this is really a case of chazara, when he takes off his pot to put the empty pot there underneath it, he has to be careful not to place his pot down on the ground. He also has to make sure that his pot of food is still going to be boiling hot when he puts it back on top of the empty pot. And the Rambo says, we already explained how the minhag is to be lenient even if he placed the pot down on the ground. So that is Siv Gimel. Again, a person wakes up Shabbos morning, he sees his cholent is getting burnt. He doesn't want to get more burnt, so he takes it off the kira, keeps all the requirements of chazara, puts an empty pot that is old on top of the kira, and then he puts his pot of cholent back on top of that empty pot. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Ayin Tes, why does he have to use an old pot that is empty? Yishana, avol chadosha aser, it's aser to put an empty new pot. The mislabin al yedei hachom, because it turns white from the heat. Vinasis kli gemura al yedei zeh, that finishes up the forming of the kli through that which is usher on Shabbos. Ubekedero shalonu, but our pots nowadays shekvar nigmar tikunam vaasiyosam v'tanu shal yotrim, that our pots are already totally finished up in the former of the pot oven. So efshir sheish lahakel b'makom atchak, it could be you could be lenient to use a new pot even to turn over. Nowadays, in a pressing situation, because lamaisa, our pots are really fully made before we get our hands on them. Sivkotot pei, that pot should be reikonis. The imyihya batashil, because if the pot you're going to put underneath your pot of food is going to be filled with another dish, osur la'asima alakira mechamas gufa, then you have a problem of putting that pot down because of itself. What you're trying to do over here is to put a pot underneath your pot and then do chazara on your pot so you have a blech, so it's like it's gar v'kotim. But if you're going to put a pot that has food in it, so then you went ahead and you did an initial placing of a pot of food on a kira, that's obviously not allowed. Sivkotim pe aleph, so you place the empty pot on top of the kira. Says the Mishabura, the Havile Kira Kagrufa Katuma, by putting the empty pot over the Kira, you're basically making this Kira into Grufa Vakatuma. It's basically like covering the coals. Shareha Kedera Sosemes Espia Kira, because the pot that you put there that is empty is closing up the opening of the Kira. And then automatically you're allowed to place the pot with the dish in it on top of that empty pot. Like we learned earlier, the chazara agave grufa v'katuma mutter. That doing chazara on top of a kira that is garuf v'katum is mutter. So here, the form of the garuf v'katum is the empty pot on top of the kira. Ulefize, according to this, huadin gam betanurim shalanu. The same thing would be true by our ovens. Kisha ha'ish besocha, when there's a fire inside, gam kein shari litein lamala agave maziva shalatanur. You would be allowed to place on top of the oven. We normally cook inside our oven, so you'd be allowed to place the dish with the food on top of the oven, because then kevan shamaziva mafsik ben hakedero ben haish, that's also like garuf v'katum, the fact that you're putting the pot on top of the oven, so you have the roof of the oven separating between the fire inside the oven and your pot on top, that's basically your blech. And so too, if you'd even put inside the oven, there would be some kind of plank that is sticking out, some kind of shelf inside the oven, that also would be okay, so you'd be able to place inside the kochlin shevet tanur. Achein, however, v'maharil isa the tzarech lahafsik sham al hamaziva be'isa etzo daf lehekeira. The Maharil argues and says it's not enough to put it on top of the roof of the oven and just use the oven as a separation that makes the kira garvakatum, makes the oven rather garvakatum, you'd have to actually put some kind of piece of wood or some kind of other board to make a heker, to make it recognizable what you are doing. So not only would you have the roof of the oven as a separator, you'd also have the additional board that you place on top of it. V'yosim ha-kedeira aleha, and then you could place your pot of food on top of that board. V'chein mashmo b'sof ha-simen b'ramo, that's also the mashmos of the ramo at the end of our simen. V'ayim b'bogin Avram sof simen reish nun tes b'dinei shihia v'atmona. Look at the Magen Avraham and Simen Reish Nun Tes by the halachos of Shia and Atmana. Shehetik Amkein Kemaril. He also brought down like the Maril. Umashmer Shom Da'idei Heker Dover Hamafzik Mutra Afil Witen Lechafilu B'Shabbos. It's Mashmer the Magen Avraham that if you have this Heker, this board that's on top of the oven, so that's something that's being mafzik, will be mutra not only to do chazara there, but even to place it initially there on Shabbos. However, the Ayin B'Chlusha B'Kiv Eger Shom, look at B'Kiv Eger over there that argues and says no. All the board is doing on top of the oven is making the oven garif akatum. So to place something initially there, that's not allowed on Shabbos, even when the oven is garif akatum, and therefore only a chazara would be allowed, an initial placing would not be allowed. V'chozek eshatav shel adayin cham shelon nitztanein. All this that we discussed in taking off your dish, putting the empty pot, and then putting your dish on top of it, or putting the board on top of the oven and putting your dish on top of it, all of that is discussing when the dish that you are planning to eat later is hot. It didn't cool off. The ilav hachi, because if not so, but your dish cooled off already, asr mishum bishul, there will be an isser to place it back on because of bishul. In yuchal hischamim sheiyah hayatz uledesbo, if it's able to heat up to get to a point of yatz uledesbo, so that would be a problem of bishul achar bishul by liquids. So if it is totally cooled off, there will be a problem of bishul achar bishul. So we're talking about where it is not cooled off, it is still hot. Sivkotan pebez. We said in the Mechaber, you should be careful, shelo yosim, kedei rosal agabei karka, u kedel el, bedini chazara, like we went earlier in the lochas of chazara. We also said, pe gimel shetia rosachas, it should be hat, v'ayin le'el, b'mishaburis, of katan and dalet, the nogu, lohokil, in lun, and sanin, legamri. We saw this already many times, like the Ramah, we're going to see later on, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, that it doesn't have to be mamish hat, as long as it didn't become totally cold, it's a little bit warm, that also would be okay. We're going to look now in the bir alocha, v'yizor shelo yosim. It's going on that which you saw in the Mechaber, that you should make sure not to place the kedera on the ground. Says the Be'alocha, dim hinichon al gabe karka, because if you put your pot with your food in it on the ground, ein al ze shem chazara. It will no longer be called chazara, kesherotzel anich achakach. When you want to put it back up, that would not be considered a chazara, uketchilas hanocha damya. This would be like an initial placement. The Osir Afilu Api Groof Kira Groof of a Ketumah. An initial placement, like we mentioned before, is Osir, even if it is Gar of a Ketum. So the fact that you put a pot on top of the Kira and you want to put your pot on top of it, that's fine. That's the din of Chazara, but so long that you didn't put it on the ground. If you put it on the ground, that's an initial placement, and that's not allowed, even if the Kira is Gar of a Ketum. Afilu Harama Moda the Hanocha B'Shabbos L'Achil Osir. Even the Rama agrees that a hanoch, an initial placement on Shabbos, would be usher. Then the Bir Alocha says, "V'lechora sosra mechaber esatma." Lechora, we have found a stira in the mechaber, because here he's saying, once you place it on the ground, you're not allowed to make an initial placement on top of a pot. But later on in the sif that we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem lekamam b'sif hey heretik l'dina as divrei harashba. The mechaber brings down the sheet of the Rashba that shehuva bebeis Yosef b'shem Avraham is born the beis Yosef b'shem the Ram. In Perakira, Shekasa Bishmo Sham, the Mutter Litin Lechatchila B'Shabbos. He writes over there in his name that you're allowed to put Lechatchila on Shabbos on top of a pot. The Afsha Kedera Tatono Medes Aleish. Even though the bottom pot is standing on the fire, it's still Mutter to put a pot on top of it. Kevan Shimav Seke, since it is separating, Umamada Kedera Leha Ein Dero Bishop Bakas. Since you have a pot on the bottom, you're putting your pot on top, that is fine, that is not the normal way of doing bishul. Vadifa mikira groof of a ketumah. This is even better than putting it by a kira that's groof of a ketumah, because it's gar of a katum, but in terms of the kira, that's the regular way. This is not the regular way. Tahavi kemaimid neged hamadur. This is like placing a pot across from a bonfire. The mutter af b'shabbos im hayom b'vushal kol tzarka, which is mutter on Shabbos if it's fully cooked. So the kasha is, we're saying over here that you can't put it on the ground. It has to be a mamish chazara. Once you put it on the ground, so you can't put it back up. That's an initial placement. We see on Zaf Hey, an initial placement is fine. As long as your pot is going on top of another pot, that doesn't look like bishul, it's 100% fine. So that is a stira in the Mechaber. If we skip a few lines, He brings a nice teretz. Achakach motzosi. Beprimigodim sheyishev zu akushu v'tuv tam. Afterwards, I found the primigodim that answers this kasha very beautifully. For who, and that is as follows. The besivhei sheayri b'omedes algabi kederas chamin otavshil. Sifhei that says you're allowed to do an initial placement of your pot on top of another pot of food is dealing where the other pot is filled with food. And therefore, lo nechshav klal ka'omid al gabe kira. It's not considered that your pot is being placed on the kira. Your pot is being placed on the pot of food which is on the kira. Ulahochi mutar aflitin l'chathchila b'shabbos. And that's why you're allowed to do it even l'chathchila on Shabbos. Masha'enkein b'inyanenu, which is not the case over here in Sif Gimel, sha'kedeira reikonis. Here the pot is empty. V'omedes raklisto meschom akira. It's still going on the kira, but it's only there as a separator and a limiting of the chom akira, shaloiya kol kachom. So then, nasa sakira ayideis erak, kishar kira, grufa v'getuma, da'asalitin aliyah b'shabas, hashulah hachila, and it's just a regular case of garvakatum. It's limiting the heat a little bit, like we normally do by garvakatum, and therefore you are not allowed to place a dish initially. And in truth, if it was standing there from before Shabbos, a dish that was filled with food, in fact, then you would be allowed to put it on the chachila. So the Prima Gadam's answer is that when we're saying over here that it can't be placed on the ground, otherwise it's a problem because it's an initial placement, that's where the bottom pot, like we've been discussing in our sif, is empty. You're putting an old, empty pot there, and therefore all it is accomplishing is making your kira garfa katum, in which case chazara is mutter, but an initial placement is usr. Sifhei that we'll see in Mitzvah tomorrow is talking about where the pot on the bottom is filled with food, and therefore when you put the pot on top, it's not considered putting on the kira b'chlal, it's like putting it on top of another pot, it's totally not the way of cooking, and therefore that would be mutter even as an initial placement, not only as a chazara. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siv Dalu. Yesh limchos biyad hanohogim lahatmin vodyom kumkum shomayim chamin. We should protest against those who are knowing to insulate from before Shabbos some kind of urn of water that is hot. Vinosnim osam l'tocha kedera. Then they pour that water into a kedera b'Shabbos k'shatavshul mitztamik. As they see that their dish is drying out and it's going to start burning, so they pour some water from this urn that was insulated on Shabbos into their pot. So the Mechaber is not happy with the people who are keeping an urn insulated before Shabbos as Shabbos comes in, and now they're taking that hot water and adding it to their kedera on Shabbos when it's starting to burn. What is the Mechaber's concern? Says the Mishabru, Sekotan Peidalav, and the Ogim Hatman, what Salomar means to say, Shemechinim Ibod Yom Maim Chamin. They prepare from before Shabbos hot water. Pen Yitzarech La'oros Osan Lutoga Tavshil, because maybe they will need to pour this hot water into their dish. Vidasa Shulchanarach Limchos Bozeh, the opinion of the Shulchanarach is you have to protest against this. The Pa'amim, because sometimes Echor Hayatzor Ledesbo, one of the two, either the water or the dish, is Yatzor Ledesbo. Vasheni ena yatzaladisbo, and the other one is not yatzaladisbo. Ukishima ora echel chaveru, when you pour from one into the other, mespashlim zem zeh, they are cooking together, and that is the concern of the mechaber. However, va'ayim v'achorim shakasu, look in the achorim who write, lefi imashi avur l'kamam b'simin shinyur chesif tezva b'ago. According to the famous Rambam that we saw quoted many times already in Simin Shinyur Chesif Tesvav, the anano hagim ka poskim, that we hold like the poskim that say, as long as what was cooked and is liquid is not cooled off totally, afilu bedavar lach, even if it is liquid, ein bo mishum bishul od, it's no longer a problem of bishul. In other words, even though we hold by liquids, as we'll see in Shin Yud Ches, that there is a problem of bishul achar bishul, just because you cook something one time, if it cools off, there's another problem of bishul achar bishul by liquids. But the Rama says it doesn't have to be that it's boiling hot in order to avoid the problem of bishul achar bishul. Even if it is still warm from its initial bishul, it's not a problem. And therefore, in our case, Im Kain says the Mishabura, afilu im echad ene yatsu ledesbo. Even if one of the two, either the water in that urn or the dish in your pot, is not yatsu ledesbo, v'yischamim al yedei hatarovos, and it's going to get heated up to yatsu ledesbo through the mixture, Gam kein shari, it is still permissible, because since they were both fully cooked before, so it's a case of bishul achar bishul, and we hold the fidei Ramah ein bishul achar bishul, as long as it is still a little bit warm. So we're not worried that one's a little bit above yasula, as one's a little bit below. As long as it's warm, it is not a problem if it gets heated up more. V'cheinu ma'isim b'chol yom. And so too we have stories every day. Shenosin v'tocha ka'orah kitnis, that we place inside a bowl some beans with some liquid, u'ma'orim aleyam ikli rishon rotel shabasar, and we pour on these kidneys from a kli rishon some mitzvahs. V'imkein, and if so, kevan shah kidneys v'kli sheni, since the kidneys are in a kli sheni, v'ha'eirui hu mikli rishon, and the pouring is being done from a kli rishon. So havele bishul, that should be a problem of bishul. How are we doing that? El al korchach, rather we have to say the kevan shulnitzdan in lagamri, since the kidneys in the bowl were not cooled out totally from their initial cooking, lo shayach bo bishul. Again, there's no bishul achabishul, even if it's a davar lach, as long as it is somewhat still warm. The efshar shulazeh kivin haramah b'mashakosav. It could be that's what the Ramah was getting at over here in our sif at the end of Dalid, when he writes the words v'ayin lakamam b'simin shunyit ches. He's coming to argue with the mechaber and saying, as long as it's somewhat warm, it would be okay. V'hainu dein lahachmir ba'adofer, that the Ramah is telling us that we don't have to be machmir. U'mikomoko mashu mimogin avrom imaskanoso. However, it is mashach l'magin avrom in his maskona da'av she'ein limchos b'yadin lohogim lohokil. Even though one should not protest against those who are known to be lenient, tov yoser lino shelo la'oros arosim in akli rishon l'ka'ora al mashach b'socho ki'im b'kaf. One should be careful if he wants to pour hot water from a kli rishon into a bowl, he shouldn't do it directly from the kli rishon into the bowl. He should do it with some kind of ladle in between, so that the first kli is a kli rishon, the kaf, the ladle, becomes a kli sheni, and the pouring it in from a kli sheni. So although we should not protest, but it's mashma l'chavchila, one should be machmir. Ima kidneyos, ima morak shebekor, and it's not in legamri. But if the kidneyos with their juices, or their sauces, or their soup, that are in the bowl, cooled off totally, bevada yesh midina lizar shalishbuch aleh mikli rishon ki'im ayidei kaf. Then for sure, make your idea, and you would not be allowed to pour directly from the kli rishon onto them, they cooled off. There is bishlach habishlach, like we said, by liquids, when they cooled off totally, you would have to most certainly use the kaf over there, and that makes it that you're pouring not from a kli rishon, but from a kli sheni. We'll get into all the details of kli rishon, kli sheni later on in Mitzvah Shem, in Simen Shin Yud Ches. Just to summarize, Siv Dalet, the Mechaber is saying that we should protest against those who are heating up an urn of water, and they have a dish, and they pour one into the other, because the concern is that maybe one is not Yatzo Ledesbo, even though they both were initially Yatzo Ledesbo. And therefore, the concern is one went down below, and now you're reheating it, and there's a problem of Bishol Achar Bishol. So the Mechaber says you have to be careful, you have to protest against that. And the Mishabur is bringing down, and maybe the Ramah is getting at this, that Lufi the Ramah later on in Shin Yud Ches, as long as the dish did not cool down totally, there would be no problem of Bishol Achar Bishol, and therefore this would be mutter. Only if it cooled off totally, then there is a problem of Bishol Achar Bishol. We will stop here. I'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.